our next segment.
Why do you start so low? It sounds like you're coming from a long way away. Welcome to Hey You Know It. I'm Jaquetta Satmari, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Casimir.
And this is episode 24, The Infestation of Catherine Hagel.
Enjoy.
Okay, so I have... Was there anything pressing that you wanted to start with?
No, you go ahead. Okay. I think I can tell you have something going on that you want to talk about.
Yeah, I want to start with the advice on advice.
Okay.
Because as I was doing my search for advice on advice, I came across this website called Made Men. Have you heard about this?
No. M-A-I-D?
M-A-D-E.
Okay.
Sadly. It was Made Men.
Oh. So I'm disappointed
looking,
right off.
Yeah. I'm looking through the site, and I'm noticing that the majority of the articles are written by women.
Oh.
And there's a lot of how-to, and of course, all of the how-to things kind of lead to, you should buy this, you should buy that. They have a segment called, excuse me, I have to cut that out because I'm belching, or not, called Chickapedia.
Chickapedia,
yeah,
okay.
Chickapedia, where they have, like, hot women, and they rate them. And I was thinking, you know what? I wish women had a site like that. We could have, like, a Dickapedia. But I don't know if I can get the same pleasure out of looking at a bunch of hot... Like, it's just not that interesting for me as a woman. You know what I mean?
It's a smaller part of our lives, even though it is a part.
I'm not obsessed. I'm not going to be searching online for Dickapedia.
Yeah.
And if I did have a Dickapedia, it would be, like assholes, like Dick Cheney.
Yeah, right.
Or Billy Bob Thornton, or, you know what I mean? Like, people who seem like dicks.
Yeah.
Like, Charlie Sheen would probably be in the Dickapedia.
Right.
Okay. Lots of members of Wiener, for example.
Oh, my God.
Anthony Wiener would be in the Dickapedia.
Him, I tell you. What a Wiener.
What a dick. And he would be in the Dickapedia. So, aside from all that, so I'm looking on the site. I'm like, Chickapedia, whatever. And I look at their advice, because I think maybe I can find something. They had advice on how to masturbate.
Ew.
Yeah. Do you need that?
And
do you
why
need
is it
advice
like,
on that?
No.
On a men's site.
I think, isn't that something so innate?
I thought, but they had one article that had five different ways you could do it. I'm not going to say what they were, but one of them was called the mushroom. It's like, really?
A mushroom? All right, don't even.
Yeah. So I continued to find, kind of ridiculous things like this. So I went to the other site, and this is even more ridiculous. I went to WikiHow. Do you know about this site?
Yeah.
And I found these things under dining etiquette. These are some things. How to turn down a drink. How to discreetly spit out your food. How to eat crisps quietly. How to eat without being embarrassed.
Wait. Okay.
Yes. How to keep track of your drink at a party, and how to summon a waiter politely.
All right. Starting with the drink. Yes. How to turn down a drink. First, why would you? And second, if you did, you just say no thank you.
Yeah, no thank you. And if you can't, if the person makes you take the drink, they just don't drink it.
Yeah, just hold it.
They're not going to stand there.
And you put it to your mouth a little bit sometimes. That's all.
Just kind of wave it in front of your mouth.
You need advice on that? All right.
Well, so I decided to choose for this week's Advice on Advice. And Advice on Advice is a segment in which we take advice from the internet that is unqualified and frankly stinks, and, you know, we try to improve upon it.
Yes, and we always do.
Yeah. This is awful advice, but I wanted to quickly throw in this one. How to gorge without embarrassing yourself.
What?
Yes. I'm saying if you really need advice on this, it says steps. There are four steps. When eating, grab your own quantities and then mash healthy food around it to look like you're eating healthy. So this is like get the cake, the pie, all of that stuff, and then put some lettuce around it, piece of broccoli.
So you make a fort of vegetables, and within the fort, you put the junk food
that you're
going to
eat.
And then eat around.
Because that's not going to look weird. It's not going to look weird that Uncle Charlie has a huge, amount of ice cream and sprinkles and all that, and then some carrots around the outskirts.
So why don't they just lean forward and put their arm around the plate, like you're trying to keep someone from cheating on you?
I have
in school.
Two, get a large piece of food. Who knew?
And that's how to gorge?
Hide it in your pocket or jacket while you walk to the bathroom. Eat it in the stall. Eat quickly so that people won't say, what took so long? What took so long?
With that, where are you going with that giant piece of food in your pocket?
Yeah, in your pocket hanging out.
Why is that pizza pie
Slipping? Hanging out of your pocket. When the cake comes, take a big piece.
And then what do? Put it in your pocket?
If anyone asks you how many pieces you took, I took one. What? Are you hassling me about this?
Bring a lawyer with you to distract everybody, to make the argument.
And then number four, don't be afraid to hide and eat.
Don't be afraid to hide and eat. Uh-huh. So then make a fort under the table. Yeah. Pull the tablecloth around you.
And then whip back the pieces of broccoli and the cabbage leaves and just throw down.
And the chicken bones.
Yeah, come up and just throw them out. Then this is my favorite tip. This is the last thing I'm going to say on this. To not get caught going to the buffet several times, enter the line from different directions so that different people see you. Like, you got to be fooling anybody with this. This is how to get busted for having an eating disorder at a buffet.
Well, and also, you should actually have a couple of drinks before you go to the buffet.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't eat the care. Sweets.
Yeah.
You won't care. You just go right for the lobster and the crab legs like I did. Remember that time?
Oh, yeah. I was actually going to push, as a black person, I was like, I might have to kneecap her. Because I see that she's heading for the shrimps. And if all that seafood is gone when I get there, it's going to be hell.
I was like, I'm getting there first. I don't care about
I don't care about anyone else.
The propriety of getting the appetizer food first.
And I think
down.
I just put seafood on my plate and left. Like, I didn't. Like, maybe I think I was trying to get a lemon on there. At one point, I was like, no room. I'll go back and get lemons.
Why are you putting, they're telling you to put things in your pocket and go in the bathroom
and eat it. Like, that's not going to be weird. People can think you have a Coke habit when you're going to the bathroom every 5 minutes.
Yeah, but you're at a restaurant. Why don't you sit at the table and eat?
I have no idea.
What is... There are somebody with massive eating disorder wrote that.
Yeah. Or a comic. Like, I can't tell either one. But in any case, it's terrible advice. I hope... And when you're on the site, it has, like, lists of things, advice that hasn't been written yet that are really bad. Like, how to cook for a date. How to eat at a sit-down restaurant as opposed to those stand-on-the-balls-of-your-feet restaurants and just shuffle around with the food. This is ridiculous. Screw it. That's the worst advice.
This is terrible advice.
Yeah, stay away from WikiHow, people. It's a joke.
I had to tell you about some friars.
As in, like, Friar Tuck?
As in Friar Tuck. Okay. In Italy, they had some old-timey Bibles in there.
So I'm imagining like, dun, 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 dun.
It's a church in Florence, dun, dun. And they had some old, like 15th century Bibles.
Okay.
And somebody stole them from the lectern.
Of course. They had them sitting out?
Well, yeah.
In 2011?
Yeah, you
Hello,
do.
People?
You keep them out there on the lectern and on the
Those medieval scholars will do what they have to do to get their hands on authentic, old-timey Bibles.
Yeah, they were rare and expensive, and...
We just leave them out. We just leave them out on the lectern. Who would ever take them?
Yeah. Who would think to? Who would want... I mean...
Medieval scholars.
It was stolen, just as we suspected.
Yeah.
The friar said they hope the thief sees the error of their ways and returns the Bibles, but if not, we pray to God that the thief is struck down by a strong bout of the shits.
Are you serious?
That's what they said. They...
This is in Italy. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, this turn of
Don't
events
mess.
Will, they hope, encourage him to carry out no further thefts.
So they're threatening this guy with diarrhea.
Which is, you know what? Everyone thinks it's really cute. Like, oh, these friars, they're in here. And
are you kidding?
Everybody, we just had somebody bust in the Hey You Know It studio.
We should have just done a scream. And then he could have said, oh, sorry, wrong room. Yeah. But no.
That's all right. Yeah. We don't care. Really.
So they really suggested that he have bowel issues?
Yeah, and, you know, everyone thinks it's kind of cute that, oh, they're monks, they're friars, aren't they cute? They're talking about getting a bout of the shits. I think that is so cruel, and there's religion for you.
Yeah.
Telling you, yes. Just because we're, you know, men of the cloth,
yeah.
That we can
Why couldn't look they, for this. If they can conjure up diarrhea, like, can we just get some relief over here with the weather? Like, come on.
Yeah,
you're
going
to put your prayers for that? To make someone have to go to the bathroom repeatedly?
Yeah.
And even if the guy does come down with a serious case of the runs, how is he going to connect that with having to return those Bibles? Like, I don't see, you know, how these two things are related.
Yeah, I know. And somebody who's going to really steal, they're not all that Catholic anyway.
They just
know
they?
Maybe. You're right. Yes, you're right. Sorry. What am I doing? I'm going in this circle of contradiction.
Are they really?
Oh, my God.
I can't believe they left it out.
Yeah, you know, right? These people that are religious, they're like, actually, they think everything that is done is a punishment or a privilege because you have done something good or bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, all this person did was steal a Bible and probably get a pretty penny for it.
Yeah, like, I stole, so therefore I get money from the fence.
Is there nothing in the Bible about locking up your shit? Like, I mean, or is that just not, that's left out. That's not important.
Franciscan friars are praying their Bible looter gets a runny turn.
Am I hearing noise from outwards? This is supposed to be like a secure room.
I know. I think the guy that just busted in here didn't shut the second door. So we have this thing.
Okay. Let's pause this for a second.
Our next segment.
Why do you start so low? It sounds like you're coming from a long way away.
It's called Advice on Advice. This is where we find advice somewhere along the way and decide that it frankly stinks.
I thought we were doing Celebrity Corner.
Oh, that's... I'm going to have to come. We just did the advice.
Yeah, let's go on over to Celebrity Corner. Okay. I'm going to kick it off with... We're sticking with female celebrities here. And once again, I had a really tough time because, as I've mentioned previously, there's not a lot of female actors out there that I like or know much about. So I picked two that I don't like.
But you don't like them.
That I do not like them, but I know who they are.
Well, we don't, you know, we're fair.
Yeah, we're fair. And I fairly don't really like either of these two ladies. Really? I respect them in much in the manner that I respect, kind of respect Jason Bateman, but not really. So
you support him. That's you don't have to respect him.
I support him. So the two people I picked for this week are Katherine Hagel.
Okay.
And Sarah Jessica Parker.
Okay.
So we're getting equine with it, folks. Katherine Hagel. First of all, I'm not going to say much about Sarah Jessica Parker because we all know about Sarah Jessica Parker.
Well, maybe some people don't. Maybe some people...
I'm not going to say anything about her.
Gone in life and have not seen the whole Sex and the City series.
And then those people are lucky and I'm not going to ruin it for them. But Katherine Hagel was born in 1978 in Washington, D.C. And she is 5'9".
She's a tall drink of water.
Yes, she is a tall, cool drink of water. Saddle that up and you can get across the desert. No problem. I have never seen anything she has been in, but I always see her face on ads in the subway. So she's getting a lot of work.
She's getting a ton of work. She's been in a lot of movies.
She's been in a lot of movies that I really don't care for that much. 27 Dresses.
Yeah, I saw that.
She was in Knocked Up.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And you know what she said? Go ahead.
What did she say?
She said, a little sexist. It paints women as shrews, as humorless and uptight, and it paints men as lovable, goofy, and fun-loving. It exaggerated characters, and I had a hard time with it. I'm playing such a bitch. Why is she being such a killjoy? Why is this how you're portraying women? 98% of the time, it was an amazing experience, but it was hard for me to love the movie.
For Knocked Up?
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly...
I don't understand how someone could be in that.
I think, you know, she got the movie, and then she was like... You know, she reread it after she signed the contract.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and then was like, what have I done? I've got to support it, but I just don't.
That must be a nightmare.
It's a typical thing, everybody. It's like this beautiful, beautiful girl who is really insecure and lowers her standards for this, you know, slacker.
And possibly.
Dirtbag.
I thought you're talking about the character.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not talking about her in life.
But I feel like it's analogous to probably the actress as well, because you see this wonderful part and you want to be in it, uh-huh. And it's going to be a big movie, and then you get there and it's that schlubby guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Always.
And, you know, well, she did it to get paid.
Yeah, and that's
and
it.
To and get seen.
She's got to remember that, yeah, she's got to bank that money and hopefully invest it wisely.
I hope so. And hopefully she'll be making her own films. She's got The Ugly Truth.
The Ugly, I saw that too. That's with Gerard Butler, who was in one of our segments.
Killers, good Lord. This movie looks like a hot mess.
I saw
that. You saw that as well?
I saw all these movies. Why am I saying these
Life
movies?
As We Know It?
I saw it recently.
And One for the Money, which is not out yet, but I can imagine what it's going to be
she's
like.
She's like going to be like the new Meg Ryan in all these
And there's
movies.
Nothing less interesting than that to me.
Yeah.
You know?
But it fills a void.
It does fill a void. And that's why I think she's filling the void for Sarah Jessica Parker. I think Sarah Jessica Parker is actually the discount Katherine Hagel.
Oh.
Yes. And I'll tell you why I think she is.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I'm looking at all of the films that Katherine Hagel has done. You've seen them all.
Yeah, I have.
And so has every other white woman. People love those movies.
I didn't, but I didn't mean to. Like, I didn't. I went. No, I saw them all on cable. They were like, oh, like, oh, this
still,
is a new one.
Yeah, you still watched them.
I still watched them. You're right. You're right.
And guilty. At Sarah Jessica Parker right now is in a movie called I Don't Know How She Does It, and frankly, I Don't Give a Damn. Do you know what I mean? She was in another movie called Did You Hear About the Morgans?
Yeah.
Me neither. Do you know what I mean? All of these smart people. Who? What?
I take offense to
the how Family Stone.
Family Stone saw that too. I saw all these movies.
I feel like Sarah Jessica Parker keeps trying to do these movies, these kind of rom com, woman can do everything, woman on top kind of movies, yeah. And it's just not working out. And it's not because she looks like a f- and a horse. She just doesn't have what Katherine Hagel has. So I'm
what
saying,
what does Katherine Hagel have?
She has some quality about her that makes me not loathe her.
Okay.
And that, to me, is worth 100%.
Okay, so so Katherine Heigl is less loathable than...
Yeah, than Sarah Jessica Parker.
And so you'd go and see her movie.
If I had to choose between seeing two really bland rom-com woman on top, somewhat quirky, but not really
but
still
at, like,
conforming to the
perfect
standards...
Perfect body
yeah.
and look and
according
all that.
According to these, you know, according to our regular
whatever.
Standards or whatever...
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Katherine Hagel. I think she is 100% in her discount. Sarah Jessica Parker is serving her at, I'm going to say 65%.
So you don't think SJP has iconic status?
I think she does have iconic status, but since I'm not a gay man or a single white woman over 35, I don't care. I'm going with Katherine on this one.
Because she's taking over.
She's taking over. And she seems to be doing it in a way that is somewhat less annoying.
She's just, yeah, because she's, like, doing the work, and it, you can kind of sense that she's like, all right.
Yeah, I'm hoping later on that when she gets enough power, maybe she will do some Goldie Hawn action and start producing. I don't see Sarah Jessica Parker doing that. She's probably looking for another
shoe
commercial.
She's producing.
What is she producing?
Sex in the City. You're talking about, oh, other movies.
Yes, other movies. That affirm the way I feel about women.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm giving it to Katherine Hagel. Good for you. You go,
right.
girl. Sorry, Sarah Jessica Parker. Halston is still out there, which is appropriate on so many levels. I don't even want to get into
it. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm saying right now, if you can't get Katherine, then you go with Sarah Jessica Parker, and you hope all the gay men show up and see it.
that's
our discount celebrity. So while we're in the celebrity corner, we're going to move on over to The Week in Bateman.
The music, please.
Do-do-do-do.
Okay.
In which we discuss the exploits of one Jason Bateman, who we support.
But we don't love.
Or find sexually attractive in any sense of the
word.
And
we decided this on an escalator one day.
Yeah, that we just, he's decent.
Yeah, he's decent. We saw a poster and we thought we'd go see his movie, but we don't have these feelings towards him. We're not on a team.
Yeah.
No team anything.
And note that we then did not go see his movie, but we thought it would have been a good idea.
Yeah. So we decided to dedicate this segment to him.
Yeah, to This Week in Bateman. Just to keep his name out there.
Yeah,
because
his work is decent. We support it.
Yeah.
All right. So I have a quote from Jason Bateman. He is known for his quotes through us.
Yeah, he's known by us for his quotes.
And if anyone could find any obscure quotes from him or has known him to say something, you can send it to us and we'll read it on the air. Okay. He says, I have a tendency to evolve into William Shatner with my big fat face.
I remember seeing that quote. What do you think that means?
Well, I remember in an interview he was talking about, I think when he was in Hancock, he was doing a low-carb diet.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
And he was saying, look at this face that you're enjoying now. This is all low-carb. And he had spaghetti eating scenes, and he wouldn't swallow the spaghetti. And Charlize Theron made fun of him.
Why was he on a low-carb diet?
Because he wanted to be thin for the film.
That's weird.
So he did low carb and he didn't want to eat the pasta.
So he just chewed it. That sounds like an eating disorder.
Yeah, well,
I know
he's
saying it's for the film.
I know. But yeah, probably he's the kind of guy who, if he eats a lot of carbs, he's going to...
It goes right to his face.
Goes right to his face and it gets into that William Shatner puffy alcoholic because he doesn't drink.
Ah,
but that carb really does it to him. So.
It just brings it right out.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Jason Bateman is... I wish we could meet Jason Bateman.
I wish. And...
Just ask him if some of these quotes were taken out of context.
And if we're taking them out of context.
I don't think we are. I think we know exactly what he was trying to say.
Because we do know it.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just weird. In my mind, he's very thin. He's not very thin.
Remember, he's 1.83 meters.
That's right.
6 feet,
so
everyone.
He does have to watch his weight then, because maybe he has a propensity to be like just a really big guy.
Like a bulky kind of dude.
Like kind of like a linebacker or something like that.
And he wants to be more like a slender muscular.
Because that's
not
what's
really
in
muscular.
Right now.
Yeah.
I guess. I'd like to see him do a De Niro for a movie where he has to put on some weight.
Oh, right. Throw on 30 to 60 pounds.
Yeah, and then you can enjoy the carbs and do your thing. I'd like to see him kind of do a wrestler type movie, like a Mickey Rourke type. Can you imagine? You know what he hasn't done yet? Action.
Oh,
I'd like
to
see him
do
some
that.
Action. It's a little MI5.
He's got to mix it up a little, because do you think he could be possibly like a Tom Hanks later in life?
I hope not. Look what happened to Tom Hanks.
Yeah. What?
What's he doing now?
Nothing. He's with Rita Wilson hanging
out. Mr. Charlie's War or whatever.
Yeah.
Mr. Charlie.
Yeah. Oh, Charlie. That's my Julia Roberts in that.
And then wasn't he recently in some other thing with Julia Roberts where they were on a scooter or something?
Oh, yeah, and she was his teacher. And
Elder Quest. No thanks, people.
Elder Quest.
Yeah, I don't like those movies. Where I'm like, just because you're getting older doesn't mean you have to do... It's kind of like they're parodying what regular people do when they get old.
Yeah.
That's not how it goes.
It's like, no, not for you.
Not for you.
Don't act like you're having this.
Yeah, like
this
you're
thing.
Having a crisis of any kind.
Yeah, like you didn't realize your dreams. Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did. You're a movie star. Now you're pretending to play someone who's older and is trying to date a community college professor? Please. And doesn't know what to do. It's kind of awkward. No.
Oh, how do I get a girl?
It works on Community, but aside from that, no. Chevy Chase has a cover. So, Jason, don't go there.
Yeah. Oh, I have for our segment, Hey, You Didn't Know It.
Oh, cool.
This is our segment about reports on the oblivious living among us.
Of which there are many.
Yes. Spartanburg Woman.
What? Stop. What? You're not going to run past that one? Where is Spartanburg?
Spartanburg is in South Carolina.
Okay.
Carolina. I threw in an accent.
See,
for
that's
that.
What happens if you hang around Southern people.
So the South Carolina Spartanburg, to be exact, this woman buys a paper laptop computer. Yes. Two women, actually, who thought they were buying laptop computers for $250 in the parking lot of a gas station this week turned out to have purchased a package of paper wrapped in black tape.
Are you kidding me? Please read that again.
Yes. Two Spartanburg women who thought they were buying a laptop computer for $250 in the parking lot of a gas station this week turned out to have purchased a package of paper wrapped in black tape. Yep. And then earlier, another woman in the same parking lot reported to have paid $180 for an iPad that turned out to be a painted block of wood.
I just want to stop for a moment and give props to whoever is running this scam in Spartanburg. Personally, if that happened to me, I wouldn't tell anybody. I would just cut my losses. You go home, put that paper in the printer or whatever, and get on with my life.
Yeah.
At what point did they realize it was, like, is it like the guy just sold it and then disappeared to puff a smoke?
He approached these women and said he had received laptops and shipping boxes at discounted prices. And when they got home, they found that they had a power cord and a stack of paper wrapped in black tape. No arrests have been made. Could you imagine going to the police with your block of wood? Like, I thought this was an iPad.
There must be something missing from this. I'm just imagining someone literally being like, no, it's a laptop. Don't worry about it.
It really is.
It's just got kind of it's a rustic look.
It's the conviction they had in selling this. And the people, no, really.
This guy should run for office, whoever is doing it. If it's a woman, definitely you should be like a congressperson or something, because you got cojones.
It's paper wrapped in tape as a laptop. No, this is a laptop, and when you undo the tape, the black tape, that's the duct tape around it, and you get through all the paper, that's your laptop.
Why would you not look and see?
I know.
Are you telling me that...
This is a total of three women.
These three women didn't know they were getting scammed.
What's up with the gas station that attracts these dumb women?
I don't know.
Like, and how'd this guy figure it out? Like,
so they just pulled him, like, you know what, I just fill her up on lead. Huh? What? Really? 180? Yeah. Let me see that. I don't have time. Just give it to me.
Just give it to me.
Here's 200.
Put it in. Oh, God. Do you take cash?
Yeah. Do you take cash? I can't believe that. And the names withheld?
There's no names here.
Because I mean, I feel like really. When you do something that stupid, your picture should be in there.
But you know how they started off this article that I glossed over here? Buying the right electronics can be hard. Sometimes it can be very hard.
What? That's a terrible lead-in.
Terrible. You didn't know that you had a gold story here and you gave that terrible lead-in, first off.
That's the first one, yeah. They could have come up with something snappy. Where's the post? Yeah. Something with alliteration, asinus, something. A rhyme. Take the name of a film and turn it into something,
or
you know.
Or even just something like stupid.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. I don't know. But three women in the same parking lot approached by this guy at different times. Well, two at once, one at... Yeah.
I like this guy.
What else is he selling?
What else? What if I imagine that they were like, do you have another? And be like, hold on. Just sounds of tape ripping. And then here it is.
A dumpster. Whoa.
Wow. That is that right there is the hey, you know it. Hey, you didn't know
it. Didn't know it.
Award of the year right there. Ugh. I can't believe that.
Thank you for listening to Hey, You Know It. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Go ahead to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. We'll read it on the air regardless of content.
If you're in New York City and you'd like to see me do some comedy live, I'll be hosting a show that I produced called The Balls Out Comedy Show at the Bowery Poetry Club on the Lower East Side. There is more information on the show available at bigguns.bigtobacco.com, also at ballsoutcomedy@wordpress. Thank you.
Are you kidding me?